You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Independent drug testing group Know Your Stuff is warning Kiwis heading into the festival season to be wary of what they're really taking. The latest results from last summer show 30% of drugs tested aren't what people thought they were. But that's well down from 60% in 2015-2016 and 80% in 2014-2015. Earlier, Mac asked spokesperson Wendy Allison if these figures were something to be celebrated.
It's very difficult to say. 3 years is not a large longitudinal amount to go from, and our sample size is very, very small compared to the drug-using population. So I would hesitate to speculate about trends in safety of drug use based on what we've done. I think the data is more useful for identifying emerging substances. For example, the N-ethylpentylone that we found at every event that we took the spec to only emerged globally in 2016, and we can now say positively that it's in New Zealand and it's spread through the country. So I think that's a more useful thing to take from our data than sort of whether things are improving generally, because the drug market in New Zealand is of low and fluctuating quality, I think is about all we can say so far. Next year it might be back to 80%. We just don't know.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Is that what you maybe intended, or did you kind of fall into this with the purpose of this testing? I mean, it's been most useful for actually identifying new substances rather than kind of establishing the procedure where you can safely test the substances that you have.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. We started keeping data just simply because we're all a bunch of academic geeks and it's interesting. And also we wanted to know if what we were doing was actually affecting people's decisions about drugs. So we started keeping data. And of course, once we got the data and started looking at it, we started seeing these emerging substances. And we have, for example, the N-bomb thing is quite interesting, because when we started, the vast majority of that first year's really bad result was based on most of the LSD brought to us being N-bomb. And that has slowly seemed to, the sort of percentage of N-bomb in the LSD that we've been brought has reduced over that 3 years. So it appears to me that that is potentially a substitute substance that is now sort of going out of favour. However, it's still around, so we have to recommend that people still test their stuff, because we can identify it and we can then advise them not to take it.
What would you say are the major concerns going into the 2017-2018 summer festival seasons? I assume you'll be operating during that period. What do you foresee as being kind of the main threats?
We will be operating, yes. And the main threat based on the data of what we found this year is cathinones. This is one that we were well aware was coming. Bath salts, you will have heard of them. And they have been a bit of a phenomenon overseas for the last few years. They are definitely in New Zealand. And this year we were able to identify a very wide variety of them. And they were approximately 15% of the MDMA that was brought to us actually turned out to be this stuff. So that's quite significant, and it is what I would consider to be an emerging concern. Especially, we identified two cathinones that weren't even in the database, so they haven't been seen overseas, they haven't been picked up by the people who create the databases, but they're in New Zealand. And what happens is that people, the manufacturers in other countries, they tweak a molecule slightly and release it onto the market, and it's in the cathinone family, but it's slightly different from all the previous ones. So again, we don't know what the toxic dose is, what the active dose is. All we can advise people is do not take it, because we can't tell you anything useful about it.
Right.
So that's one. The other thing we have concerns about is fentanyl.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that, because we've heard a lot about the opioid crisis in America. Why do you think that could make its way to New Zealand?
I actually have reason to believe that it's already in New Zealand. The authorities are not massively communicative about what they find at customs, and I'm sure they have reasons for that, but it's frustrating for us working in harm reduction not to be given alerts when dangerous things arrive. But I'm pretty certain fentanyl will already be here. It's been around overseas for quite a while, and our drug trends do tend to follow on from what happens overseas. In Canada, they have found fentanyl in almost every recreational substance they have over there. This stuff seems to be turning up everywhere. And it's always been said that it's only a matter of time, and I think that time is probably now. So we are gearing up for that. There are strips you can use to identify fentanyl. They are not perfect, they're by no means ideal, but currently they are all we have. So we will be purchasing some of those and carrying them with us as well.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. That was producer Max speaking to Wendy Allison from drug testing group Know Your Stuff.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.